WU2T Mobile.
WU2T Mobile, KN4BWA.
Hello, Steve. What you up to?
Just walked back in the door from out on the road. I'm over here on my base. How does this base sound?
Sounds like you. Don't sound anything wrong with it. Yeah, I'm on the road over here. I had to go over and pick up some new badges for some new members of our chorus, and they had one that they had taken Dupree, D-U-P-R-E, and spelled it D-E-P-R-E. Their machine did burp when it should have gurgled.
Don't you just love it?
Yeah, so instead of going back through downtown Spartanburg, I'm just going to jump on Interstate 85 out here at business because I'm close to that, and just zip back down around the city because I need to be on the other side of town anyway.
Sounds like a ton of fun, bud. Yeah, I've been out doing my running around and doing a bunch of stuff today, and I'm just getting back to the house, and I get to go in and play with taxes.
Well, I got the last form I needed so I can put some figures on my tax form. I've already done everything except for the interest I paid on my house, or, you know. So I got to do that part, and then I'll submit my taxes and get everything back. I don't pay any taxes. I pay taxes, but I have it taken out so that about this time of the year, I get back $360 every year.
Well, because of the way I have my income set up, I always have to pay.
Well, I had that problem for years because I worked, and then I also had my own business too, so that I always ended up paying some taxes, and I usually got something back on state and always had to pay something on federal.
Well, it's always good to pay our fair share, but I just don't pay extra in to make sure I don't have to pay at the end of the year, because Uncle Sam's got plenty anyhow. He knows how to waste it fast enough.
Yeah, it always burns me when they're talking about how the government sponsors all of these things. You know, they cover the cost of all of the things. They don't cover the cost. They just use the money they take from us to and spend it out there. They don't make a single penny.
Well, you know, that's just like some police departments. Government has become, with career politicians, a us and them mentality. If you're in the government, it's us and we, and them is you and me, and, you know, hey, it's a control thing.
Unless you're the Democrats and they're trying to buy your vote.
I'm going to tell you what. You know, this year should be a good example of how they're trying to change things, because they went in there and they tried to change Iowa's caucus system to gain advantages for each of the different candidates, and all they did was screw that up. They still don't have any results with the Iowa caucuses. It's a joke, and that's what I want to have run things in this country? Oh, no.
Well, I just heard little bits about the problems with the Iowa caucus. I didn't pay any attention to that or anything at all myself last night. So, but yeah, I heard that they didn't have any results yet. They couldn't count 170,000 votes or something. I don't know, is what it turns out to, is what somebody was saying on Rush Limbaugh's show this afternoon. But, and all, of course, he's not there right now. He's being treated for his lung cancer, so that's another thing going on. But, life goes on, and I guess we'll do what we got to do to continue living, you know?
I was busy today. Who filled in for Rush today?
The Canadian fellow, what's his name? I can't think of his name right this minute.
Mark Stein?
Yeah, that's who it was.
Yeah, he's pretty good, and he's been filling in with for Rush for a long time. I hope and I pray that Rush makes it, but I wonder if Mark Stein is the heir apparent in that situation.
I don't know. That's going to be hard for them to do something, and I hope he comes out of the, you know, he's gone through things, a lot of health issues over the last 5 or 6 years, and this now is not something that you can just, you know, this is going to be an easy thing to treat. So, don't know what they're going to do. And, like I said, just heard the announcement the other day. He announced it on the air the other day, and then I found out, heard a few other things. So, that's about all I know. But we'll have to see what happens. But, yeah, I like Mark Stein. He's a character, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's sort of similar to Rush. He demonstrates absurdity with absurdity. And I like that. But anyhow, that's just a shtick. But, you know, I know four people that have beat four different types of stage four cancers. And, matter of fact, one was esophageal. And I am hoping he is going to be able to beat this thing.
Yep, you and me both. You and me both. Somebody else keyed up. I don't know who it was. But anyway, I am on I-26, and I'm in the alternative fuels corridor, for whatever the heck that means.
Well, it means that they got electrical plug-ins so that you can plug your car in and charge. It means that they've got E85, which is 15% alcohol. Then they got a couple of other alternatives, and there's a few of them all down 26 right there until you get back to the other side of Spartanburg. Now, isn't that innovative?
I'm not even sure where they've got the plug-in places. I figured they had some along here somewhere, but I haven't ever stopped at a station where I've seen one or anything. So, oh well. I think I'm going to go over here and hit the Taco Bell and grab me a bit of lunch. I was working on my antenna this morning. Got up, had breakfast late, and then I got out there and working on my antenna and getting it back up in the air further and realigning it a little bit. And next thing I knew, it was 1:30 today.
WNYXM.
Go ahead, station.
Yeah, don't you guys know what the problem was with the Iowa caucus? They tried this new app. It's Revision 1. Never buy anything before Revision 3. Have you ever heard that? I have. Anyway, that's as good an explanation as any at this point. WNYXM.
You are right, you are right. That's just like a car. Never buy the first-year model.
Not unless you want to pay a lot of money out of your pocket to keep it running, and also, and try to or spend a lot of time with it in the shop because it's not running.
Yeah, have you guys heard that they're going to bring the Hummer back, and it's going to be electric?
I heard that, WA8YXM.
Now that's a new one for me. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, I hope they do. I had a Hummer, and man, I ran that thing into the ground. I mean, I put a boatload of miles on that little 5-cylinder engine, and then I got a great trade-in on it. So I've heard that it's supposed to have a real strong towing capacity and do 0 to 60 in like 6 seconds, but at that kind of rate, it can't go far. The range cannot be very far, so you're not going to pull a camper with it.
Well, probably not, or not very far anyway. Short distances between points. I'll tell you what, I reached over here. There's a parking lot is kind of on the empty side, which is makes me feel good, so I can go inside and order and not have to stand around forever. The drive-through line is backed up, of course, but it stays that way. Anyway, Steve, I'll catch you and the other fella here later. I'm going to get out and go grab me some lunch because it's, and all this will be lunching in late lunch, early supper. That way I don't have to eat again before rehearsal. Talk to you later. KN4VWA, W2T.
Thanks, WU2T, KN4VWA. Have a good afternoon there, Rusty. And I tell you what, I think I'm going to bug out of here, too, because I got to go in there and get started on those taxes like I was talking about. Give me that call one more time there, other station.
My call is Whiskey Alpha 8 Yankee X-Ray Mike, and I came up with, you know, what can I say? That's as good an explanation as any on the Revision 3 thing. And it's funny. WANYXM.
Yeah, man. All right, well, listen. You have a good afternoon also, and I sure wish I was staying on the air and let you go do taxes. No, I don't wish that on anybody. Have a good afternoon. This is KN4VWA, clear after your final.
Hey, what do you mean afternoon off? I'm retired. WANYXM.
You go, boy. I'm semi-retired also myself, so anyhow, tax time. Later, guy. K4VWA, clear.